We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, back to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now to talk to our boy Kyle Krabs. Follow him on Twitter at Grinding the Tape, founder of NDT Scouting, the Draft Network, host of the Locked On Fins podcast. He does it all and spent a bunch of days down here in South Florida watching the Dolphins. Kyle, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Kyle, how was the trip overall, man? I mean, you junkie, you. How was it?
I got to be honest. The mid-80s in humidity hits different up here now that I've had a taste of the real thing down in South Florida.
It must be freezing. You know, yeah, freezing cold.
Yeah, yeah, it's a balm 84 up here. So we're hanging in, though. We're doing all right. It was great down there.
Listen, kind of the story right now for me is trying to find some key backups. One at left tackle, a center, and a corner you can trust just in case. Just in case. The old Achilles is a slow healing injury, as I'm telling you firsthand, although Byron Jones is not 65 years old. But what's your take on those positions, and do we have them, or do you got to go out and find somebody?
Yeah, I do think one thing that the Dolphins do have going for them is, you know, Michael Dieter's been out since we put on the pads, but his positional flexibility at least gives you some peace of mind that, you know, it, heaven forbid, and we're going to knock on wood that we see Teron Armstead for 17 games this year, but or hopefully more than 17 games if we're being honest. But that positional flexibility to have Dieter to play any of those interior three spots and having a starting center, and there's some consistency stuff with the snaps that we're waiting to see get ironed out, but he's played guard too. And then your left guard that's penciled in right now with a college tackle. And I think Liam could get you by at tackle. So I think you probably need one utility offensive lineman. And if he has tackle experience, great. If it's another guy with interior experience, great. But I do think that is a spot where we should be kind of just keeping an eye on the horizon to see what's available. But, you know, as far as the cornerback stuff goes, I got to be honest with you guys. I liked what I've seen thus far for growth from Noah. I know there's been some big plays that he's been on the receiving end, but it's usually when he's covering Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. And like, if we're being honest about the skill sets of those two guys, they're in the upper echelon of physical skills for NFL wide receivers. Now, you'd like somebody who has a little bit more of a proven resume? Sure. But between Noah, Trill Williams, I think you got a couple big, long, physical guys that, you know, if you need to put them in the game and then start playing a little bit more matchups with man-to-man and move Nick Needham around or move Xavier Howard around, I think you could do that. But I like the growth that I saw from both those players this past week.
Do you think Noah's taking a little bit of the advantage over Trill? Is that what you're saying?
I think anytime that you have the pedigree that he does, it's going to get you the first look, right? But Noah, I think Noah is a little bit more explosive and Trill is probably a little bit more fluid. But if we're talking about that outside corner three spot, those are the two guys right now. And I feel really good about both of their long-term prospects to develop into at least being depth pieces that you can feel good about. But, we need to continue to see more reps and let that one play out. But, you certainly wish there was a more accomplished player that would be in the mix there as compared to two really young and experienced guys like that.
Kyle, I want to ask you, man, what a great story. I think it's been the best story in camp has been Eric Ezekama and what he's been able to do, the fourth-round pick out of Texas Tech. He just kind of shows up every day. I thought, you know, usually new receivers a little slow, man. You're thinking more than you're running. You look slow. You play slow. You're lost. I mean, you start thinking. You drop balls. That hasn't been the case with this guy. He makes plays every day.
Yeah, he had at least one splash play down the field for each of the days that I was down. But, Joe, you make a great point, especially for Eric coming from an air raid offense like the one that's in Texas Tech. You'd expect kind of these hangups, but I think the thing that's helping him, and Mike McDaniels talked throughout the course of last week about not making the same mistake twice and kind of getting better acclimated with the landmarks on the field for your alignments and how you're running your routes and so on and so forth. But at the same time, ball skills are there. And when the ball is in the air and it just becomes, okay, go be a reactive athlete and go make a play on the ball, that'll take over. And I think you've seen him go into autopilot a couple of times with that, tracking the football, making a couple plays downfield that, like, to be honest, they looked a lot like what some of the high-level flashes of Devontae Parker look like over the years. And if you can get comparable player without those soft tissue issues that bugged Devontae Parker throughout the entire course of his tenure here, and you got it with a kid who went in the fourth round and has a chip on his shoulder, that could be a really nice complimentary piece to your passing game.
Kyle Crabbs joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Joe brought it up this morning. I love the Tyreek versus X-Man kind of battle going on, but I also love the two of us kind of Javon Holland battle that's going on in these practices too. I think it's great, both, especially when it's the young guys. You know, Tua trying to step up and be the leader and the guy on this team, and Holland, who I think a lot of us said was going to hopefully make the biggest jump on defense. It's great seeing that kind of matchup almost every day too.
Yeah, and it's what one of the things that I've enjoyed that Miami has done in practice is they have a session that's dedicated towards pressure looks. And a lot of those have Holland in the middle of the field playing center fielder, and then obviously you're rotating personnel. And but when it's ones-on-ones and you're in pressure looks with a high free safety and you kind of understand, okay, like we probably got man here, so let's target this route based on free access or based on where there's grass to throw the ball to and beat pressure if we're going to be hot. And seeing, like, the chess match with the eyes and trying to move the safety and Javon trying to anticipate where they're going to attack based on the format, it's really fun. And it was one of my favorite layers of practice this past week was just kind of watching them commit a little bit of time each day to go 11-on-11 and be dedicated to, here's pressure looks. We're not necessarily going to come every single time, but we need to have pressure answers in our back pocket when we're on offense. And of course it's good practice for a defense that lives off pressure.
Kyle, is in your opinion, is Melvin Ingram a slam dunk to make this team?
Yes. Yeah, he's I understand that he's been working on the side a little bit and they seem to be pretty dialed into the sports science of getting guys
Taking care of older guys, for sure. Yes,
there's a load management factor here, and I understand, like, we're not seeing Melvin go full tilt, but every time he's out there, you know, he's beating a block. He's flashing big time, and I think that's the challenge for Melvin at this point in his career is you got to find the right balance of snaps to give him. And I think that's what I like about so much his projection onto this team is you do have Jalen Phillips, you do have Van Ginkle, you do have, like, a base – run to the run strength guy in like a Brendan Scarlett. So you got enough different guys for different game situations, and you can really use Melvin as your fastball or alternatively your off speed pitch to use a baseball analogy here based on what the defense is or what the opposing offense is going to be anticipating you're going to throw at him, because he is still one of those guys that can move around. And we didn't really see Miami get into a lot of exotics in the first week of practice, but, like, I think that's where Melvin could really shine too. So I think, like, the broad brush look that we've seen at Melvin at this point is really only scratching the surface of his potential impact on the team, but he still flashed to me.
All right, so Saturday night, we got a lot of rookie free agents, like everybody, filling out the 90-man roster. Give me a guy you're looking forward to watching that's had himself a nice little camp where he gets he makes a play or two every day and you're going, damn. You're familiar with most of these college guys. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I know. I thought Verone McKinley, the safety, was quiet in the early part of the week last week, but I know he had an interception in each of the last 2 days of practice. I still think he's got a bit of an uphill climb, but you got to continue making plays to kind of chip away at that throughout the course of this month. And then offensively, Tanner Connor, the wide receiver convert to tight end from Idaho State, is a big time, like, height, weight, speed athlete type. And well, for Miami's tight ends, they've largely been quiet as well through the early portion of padded practices. And I don't expect Tanner to necessarily command a role on the team, because I think his blocking is going to be a big work in progress. But him continuing again to kind of be one of the guys who flashes and maybe having some chemistry with Skylar Thompson could help him really carve out a name and be a priority practice squad addition to the Dolphins when it comes time to make those decisions. But those are two guys just as undrafted free agents who I thought helped themselves towards the tail end of the first week of PAT.
Joe asked this question to me earlier this morning. I'm interested to see what your thoughts are on this. The four deepest positions on this team are what?
Four deepest positions.
Yeah.
You know, wide receiver is one. Well, as one of the four, maybe not necessarily the first one. I would probably include your defensive line in that as well, even with the departure of Adam Butler. I would go running back as another one. And then anytime you have two quarterbacks that you feel like could start NFL games, I think that's a big plus, and I think that's a dynamic that a lot of NFL teams don't have. So I would go quarterback room with Tua and Teddy Bridgewater as two viable starting players, although Miami has made it abundantly clear that Tua is going to be the starter for this team, and he should be, because I thought he was better than Teddy in each of the days of practice that I was at.
So we divided it up just because you're playing our make-believe game now that we like to play, as defensive tackles being separate from defensive ends. What position are we better at of those two?
Defensive end.
I said tackle.
Wow, nice. Wow. I had safety in there, Kyle.
Yeah, I like your 1-3 there a lot. I think that group of Javon and Brandon Jones and Eric Rowe still being a player who got phased out towards the tail end of last year but could still play quite a bit. And I think the thing about Rowe that I like too is he's got past experience at corner. So we were talking about, okay, like, who's that other guy who could play corner for us? And maybe Eric Rowe can be a security blanket to some degree. Again, you'd probably have to go matchup specific and make sure he's matching against certain guys. But his experience at corner, I think, could be very valuable, especially as that third safety this year.
I'm just curious, before we let you go, overall, your thoughts of the practices that you watch. You watch a lot of practices through the years down here. What are your thoughts on what you've seen from the new head coach?
Yeah, I think there's a steady progressive build to it. And that's we hear this. The why and the process, and they're very process-oriented, and they're very intentional with how they do things. And even the fact that they went – I thought they went light, particularly light on Friday. Well, then they turned around on Saturday and did 16 minutes of game simulation, where it was more of a more intense, longer-term period of actual 11-on-11. So it was kind of cool seeing how they were stacking practices on top of each other. And I really liked the efficiency of it all. You know, Coach McDaniels talked about deliberate reps, and I think you certainly see that. So I think it's a good early, promising early start for the Dolphins, and now it's just continue to stack wins on both sides of the ball against each other in practice, and then hopefully go out and show well next week against Tampa Bay and go from there.
Kyle, thank you, man.
Thanks,
really,
Kyle.
Appreciate it. We're going to leave you alone for a while. You call me if you need me, man. You take care.
No, I'll call you. Give me 24 hours. I'll hit you up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.